Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We're going to start with the legislature and the issue of an eviction moratorium and whether to extend it.
That's right. Legislators coming back to work in Albany today with plans to extend the current eviction moratorium from May 1st, when it actually expired last week, to August 31st. Democrats who are pushing this and will all but certainly succeed in pushing it today, say this lines up with some of the assistance programs that have been authorized through the state, guaranteeing about 15 months of assistance, which if you go back to when it was authorized last year at the beginning of the pandemic, runs into August 31st. Now, there's a lot of Republicans and also landlord groups who are crying foul about this, saying that it's been going long enough, the moratorium already, and that too many people are taking advantage of it in that their jobs and incomes haven't been impacted by the pandemic, yet they're claiming so and not paying rent. But with the Democrats in solid control of the legislature, look for the extension to pass sometime today, Monday.
Then we have what looks like some good news about COVID, the rates of infection going down. That's prompting the call for more openings. We even have the mayor, Bill de Blasio of New York City, saying he wants the city open by July 1st. That includes subways.
That's right. If you look at the numbers over the weekend, lowest test positive rate since November, it's like 1.6%. The number of hospitalizations now just under 2,800 statewide. Again, that's the lowest since November. Senator Charles Schumer had a press conference on Sunday, joining the ranks of those who say the New York City subway system should be open 24 hours a day. If you recall, Governor Cuomo had shut them for part of the overnight period. That was 1 to 5 a.m. Now it's shrinking to 2 to 4 a.m. Now a lot of folks are saying open at 24 hours. And related to COVID, another question about the legislature is whether they will act to repeal some more Cuomo directives. This week, they have hinted that they might take up the issue of acting faster on ending the restaurant and tavern curfew that the governor imposed.
We'll keep our eyes on all of that. Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks, Dave.